Okay, 1 2 1 2. Welcome everybody. You have joined Business Credit Builders live webinar, and you might be watching this on YouTube on how to get $250,000 in business credit for your EIN that's not linked to your social. Okay. During this 90-minute training, you'll discover how to build credit that's linked to your EIN and not your social, that requires no personal guarantee or credit check. Okay? And how to get business loans and credit lines, even if you have personal credit issues, no collateral, or just starting your business. We'll be able to help you. Okay? We're gonna go through a lot of stuff, everybody. And you'll get ready to take notes. If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you share, right? Like, subscribe. That's the most important thing. Subscribe, right? To keep update on the new stuff coming out, right? And get ready to take some notes. All right. All right. Now, if you're watching this on YouTube, if you got some questions, you can put it in the comments. Okay. And I'm gonna hit you. All right. All right. Let me see how to share the screen here. All right. Here we go. We're getting ready to get started, everybody. Somebody give me a drum roll. Yeah. 1 2 1 2. Microphone check. 1 2. What is this? The 5 foot assassin with the roughneck business. Yeah. All right, let's get started, everybody. How to get $250,000 in business credit for your EIN that's not linked to your social, and easily get business loans and credit lines. Let's roll. My name is Noel A. Booker Sr. Okay. The website's businesscreditbuilder.us. Check out the contact information. Now, there's three buttons at the bottom here. If you're looking at this and you're not on the podcast, make sure you check out the podcast too. We got the podcast on Spotify. Business credit is real, but check it. There's three buttons down here. Let's go to the green button. That's how you get a free guide on how to build business credit. All right? Go to businesscreditbuilder.us/free guide. Right? Now, the blue button is how you can get a free business credit consultation. That's when you want to talk to us about the services that we provide. Businesscreditbuilder.us, we offer accounting and bookkeeping for your business. We offer websites and web hosting packages for your business. We offer building business credit consultations, and we offer showing you how to make your business credible in the eyes of the lender so your business can qualify for loans before you need them. That's what most people do, right? They wait till the last minute when they really need it, and now they're not prepared to just get it, right? Okay. So check this. Oh, the red button, right? The red button. That's what you it after this bit after this webinar. If you think you can get if you could qualify for funding now, then you will go to businesscreditbuilder.us/. Get funding. Okay. I'm just going to give you some quick background on me, right? And one thing I'm going to tell you about this webinar real quick. I'm going to teach you how to build business credit, right? And I'm going to show you how to get business credit and loans all in the one place. Okay? For the super, super, super deal. All right. So y'all stay to the end so I can show you how to get it, everything for the super, super deal. All right. All right. Bust it. My name is Noel A. Booker Sr. Once again, born and raised in New York City. I went to Morehouse. I studied accounting. I did a few accounting stints, right? Corporate joints. But I was more, you know, entrepreneurial. So I started my company called MediaNet USA, where we provide web hosting and do websites for businesses. We also do accounting and bookkeeping. And now we talk about business credit and getting access to business loans. Okay. Most people can't get loans right from the start, right? When they think, oh, I need some money. What do I need? Right? You have to put yourself in the position beforehand. What we will cover today, how you can get business credit within 7 days or less that's linked to your EIN, not to your social, even if you are a startup or have bad personal credit now, then immediately start using it to get the credit you want and need, even from major sources like Target, Walmart, Staples, Lowe's, Visa, MasterCard, and more. How to get access to loans, even as a startup, have credit challenges, or lack collateral. All right? Now, I'm going to tell you, most people fail trying to get money and grow their business. Most people try to get money from the bank when they need money. Most don't know that EIN credit can be built regardless of personal credit quality. Many apply for credit in the wrong order. So let me tell you about that, right? So building business credit is a step-by-step process. Each step is needed for the next step. So there's no skipping steps. Many entrepreneurs don't know that money is available based on business strengths. Okay? This seminar is for you if you are looking for money to start and grow a business, or you want to build business, you want to build credit that's not linked to your social security number. Okay? Simple. Easy peasy. What is business credit? Business credit is credit that is obtained in a business name. With business credit, the business builds its own credit profile and credit score for its EIN number. All right? This credit is in the business name and based on the business's ability to pay, not the business owners. Okay? The business can qualify for revolving store credit cards like Staples, Lowe's, Sam's Club, Costco, and more. All right? Okay. Why business credit is awesome. Check out the hashtag. Hashtag business credit is real. And that's also the name of our blog. And also the name of our podcast on Spotify. Business credit has no effect on your personal credit. Okay? No personal guarantee is needed in order to build business credit. So you can do this from scratch. Okay? But you got to think, you know, it's easy. The steps are easy, but you just got to know the steps. Okay? Business credit building is fast compared to personal credit. Because personal credit, there's five things that affect your personal credit. And some of those things, you don't have that much control over. But with business credit, there's only one thing that affects your score. That's how you pay your bill. With business credit, you can offset current expenses. You can increase approval amounts with better rates and terms. No collateral, cash flow, or good credit is needed to build business credit. Okay? Don't let nobody be telling you no lies and stuff. Every successful business in America has business credit. And I'm going to tell you, if your business is already operating, you should already have business credit set up automatic while operating your business. This should be a no-brainer for your business. If your business is already operating, you should already have business credit. Okay? Then I'm gonna show you what to do. Bust it. Now, what you're looking at right now is what anybody can see for free. You would go to the Experience website, and there's a place for you to put in your business name and address. Right? Now, this one is for Facebook Incorporated. They're in Menlo Park, California. Now, the thing I want to bring to your attention is the trade lines. Okay? Now, check out the trade lines. They got 40 trade lines. Well, what is a trade line? This is important because this is like the building blocks to building business credit is the trade lines. Okay, the more trade lines you have, the better you off. And when I say trade lines that are reporting to your business credit profile, your EIN number. Now, what is a trade line? Okay, let's just go over that real quick, just so we're on the same page on what a trade line is, because this is like the building blocks. This is like the beginning, right? So, bust it. You get an account from a store and they give you credit, right? They're giving you credit, right? Now you go buy something. You got the item and they gave you an invoice of when to pay for the item, right? You didn't pay for it yet, but you got the item, right? You got the invoice that tells you when to pay and how much to pay. Boom. Now, when you pay it, this is what happens. This company sends a report to the business credit reporting agencies. This report says, XYZ company, they got an account with us. Their limit is X amount of dollars. All right? and they made a purchase and they paid this purchase off in X amount of days. And that's the information they send to the business credit reporting agencies. The business credit reporting agency put that information on your business credit profile. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is one trade line, right? Okay. Let's move forward. Now, check this out. This is Microsoft, right? They got 131 trade lines. They're in Redmond, Washington, right? Now check it out. Walmart is like the king of trade lines out here, yo. So check it. This is what Walmart does. Walmart will go to Bounty. Say, yo, Walmart, let me get a truckload of toilet paper. Now the owner of Walmart don't go in his pocket and pay for this. He don't call accounting and say, yo, cut this check. The truckload comes up to the store, they put it on the shelf. Then we go in and we buy the toilet paper. They take our money and pay the bill. Then Bounty says, hey, you did that good, Walmart. Here's five truckloads. Do your thing. And that's how you rock this thing. That's how you build business credit. That's how you develop a pattern of on-time payments with your trade lines, right? Walmart, they do it 513 trade lines. What? Now, and this is done at the big corporate level and at the small business level. at the corner store. When the bread come in, they're not paying for that bread right then. They're counting how many units came in, how many units went out, right? That's how business is done. All right. Now, how we can help. The business credit builder is powered by the business finance suite. We show you how to make your business credible in the eyes of the lender. Our high-tech software helps you build your business credit to access high-limit store credit, business loans, and credit line. We work with all legitimate types of funding programs that are available today, offering funding through hundreds of investors and lenders through a multitude of different funding programs. All right. Well, how do you build business credit? All right. Now, remember what I said, each step is needed for the next step. No skipping steps, right? The first thing we need to talk about is fundability. As a business owner, you may be beginning to hear the word fundability a lot. That's a tongue twister, ain't it? It may come from lenders, various media platforms, or your own current creditors. What is fundability? The ability of your business to get funding. When lenders consider funding your business, does it appear to them to be a good idea to make the loan? What do they look at to make this determination? How does a business become fundable? Oops. When a lender considers lending to your business, do they feel that you are a high risk? Okay. Do you appear to be a business that can and will pay back the debt? Lenders are in it for the money you already know, right? And the thing about it is that, first off, you got to appear to be a credible business. You don't actually have to be a credible business. You have to appear to be a credible business. I'm going to show you what I mean. Okay. How does the business get fundable? Get fundability? To start, you have to make sure your business is set up properly. A great business credit score is important. In addition, there are many other aspects that are necessary for fundability as well. How much your business can access. That's what we're talking about. How to make it so that you have the most fundable, right? A potential creditor needs to see that your business is legitimate and profitable. Many loan applications are denied approval due to fraud concerns, others simply because something didn't match up and threw up a red flag. Maybe the addresses or the phone numbers didn't match on a couple of reports and it just looks unprofessional. If you understand what fundability is and how to get it, you can shut down any such red flags before they cause you problems. Say word. Okay, now, this is the rundown. Check it out. This is what you need to know, right? The foundation of fundability is how your business is set up. It has to be set up to appear to be a fundable entity separate from the owner. So this is exactly what you need to be having set up for your business, okay? I tell you no lie. You got to have a business name. You get the business name from the Secretary of State. Let me see something. Okay. You got to have a business name. You got to have a business address. You got to have a business phone. You gotta have an EIN number, a DUNS number, a website, and a business email. But I'm gonna tell you all of these, there are like little details about each one of them. Let's run through them real quick. All right. Here we go. The basic stuff right here is the phone number, right? All right. Get ready to take notes. This is what you need. When you have this phone number, it needs to be a dedicated phone number that is listed with the National 411 directory. It connects to your business address. This is the first thing that you need to do to make sure it is done. This is one of the first things that lenders look at, is to make sure that your business phone is listed with the National 411 directory. It needs to be a local number. This number cannot be a cell phone and it cannot be a landline, right? Now you can use the VoIPs. I'm going to show you what to do, right? Now, you also should have a fax number and a toll-free number. Now, the business telephone number that I just described to you, the local listed with the National 411. So if you already got a business number, you can list it at listyourself.net. Boom. But bust it, that local number listed is necessary. All right. Having a fax number and a toll-free number is not that necessary, but this is how they think. You got this application. There's a place on there for your main business number, and that's that number that's listed. Right? And then they got the fax number. Then they got the 800 number. Now, that's not necessary, but this is how they think. They got the number that's listed. That checks off. Now they got the fax number and they got an 800 number. Now they're looking more fundable. You follow me? All right, let's roll. You need a business address. All right? There's three options in the business address. These are the three options. I'm gonna run them down real quick off the top of the dome. Ready? Brick and mortar, right? You definitely need a place that you can accept packages, right? But not everybody can do a brick and mortar. The second option is a virtual office address. A lot of my clients do the virtual office address because they don't want to share their home address where all their family is at with everybody they're doing business with, right? So that's why a lot of my clients, and then it makes your business look nice and professional having a virtual office address because they usually have nice professional buildings that, you know, they give you address for, right? Now, the thing about these virtual office addresses is that a lot of companies, there's a lot of virtual office address places, right? That'll give you the same address that they just gave hundreds of other businesses. Now, you don't want that one. You want the virtual office address that's going to give you a unique address for your business. And I'm going to show you what to do. Oh, back to the telephone, right? These are the three options for you to get a telephone, right? Here we go. I messed that up. Freedom Voice, boom. RingCentral, boom. Vonage, boom. All three of these will do you good, but my go-to is Freedom Voice. The reason why is they'll give you a local number for $9.95 a month. And they'll list it for $3 a month. Then they'll add on the fax number and the 800 number for under $20. RingCentral and Vonage, they're gonna start you at $25. So I did the research for you already. Boom, boom, bam. Bust it. Now for the virtual office address, this is my go-to for the virtual office address. Because DaVinci Virtual Office Solutions they're going to send a special report to the post office and get you a unique address for your business. Now, you can order your virtual office address by going to businesscreditbuilder.us/vendors. You will see the DaVinci logo. You will see a telephone number to call. You will see a name to call, a name to ask for, and you will see specific verbiage on how to order the right product. All right. Important info right there. right? Now, we did the for the three options was the brick and mortar. The second option for your address is the virtual office address. The last option is your home address. But I'm gonna tell you, the last resort is the home address. Yet, I'm gonna tell you that lenders and creditors don't perceive home-based businesses as being credible, but they look at this on a case-by-case basis, right? So, like, let's say you're a hairstylist, right? Well, that sounds logical that, yo, we doing hair from the crib and we could possibly, pay a bill. We could pay a bill. We got some cash flow at the hair spot, right? Now, on the other side of that, let's say you're a trucking company. And let's say you got all these trucks, or you say you got all these trucks, but they look at, it has to make it look like, right? It has to make it look like you're credible, right? So if you got all these trucks and they're looking at your address, so on Dun and Bradstreet, on your credit report on Dun and Bradstreet, there's a Google Maps picture of your business address. So they're looking right at your crib. So they're trying to make sense. Does this make sense? What they're looking at? They're looking at the address. Does it look like they say they're doing what they say they're doing? Are they gonna pay the bill? That's what they want to find out. Right? Okay. EIN number. This is an identifying number for your business that works in a way similar to how your Social Security number works for you personally. Some business owners use their Social Security for their businesses. This is what a lot of sole proprietorships and partnerships do. However, it really doesn't look professional to lenders, and it can cause your personal and business credit to get all mixed up. When you're looking to increase fundability, you need to apply for and use an EIN number, an employer identification number. You can get one for free at irs.gov. It takes you about 15 minutes. Do not pay for an EIN number. All right. Incorporate. You have to incorporate, which means that you got to reserve a name, a business name for your business. This is the most important step in fundability thus far. Incorporating your business as an LLC, S Corp, or corporation is necessary to fundability. It lends credence to your business as one that is legitimate. It also offers some protection from liability. Okay. Now, when you get your name, they're going to ask you to select an entity. What you need to know is, in order to separate personal from business liability, you must select a limited liability corporation, also known as the LLC or a corporation. All right? That's what you need to know. I'm trying to tell you. Now, when you have your EIN number, which you get immediately from the website at irs.gov, and you have your certificate from the Secretary of State when you registered your business name, right? Then that's when you run and get a business bank account. You need a separate business bank account. This with a separate big business bank account, you can keep track of finances. So you keep them separate from personal finances for tax purposes. I don't know why my cam keep going down. If it keep going down, what's it gonna do without it? All right. Right. So it keeps track, right? Most vendors and lenders require a business to have a business bank account in order to even get approved. Okay? You can't even get business credit if you don't have a business. How are they going to give a business some money or credit and you don't have a business bank account? You're not a business. That's what they're thinking, right? Now, you don't have to be a credible business, but you got to look like one. Say word is bond. All right? All right. Licenses. What is fundability? It is being a legitimate business. For a business to be legitimate, it has to have all the necessary licenses it needs to operate. The most common mistake is having the appropriate license but listed with an old address. That's a red flag. And you don't want to have red flags, right? Do the research you need to do to ensure you have all the licenses necessary to legitimately run your business at the federal, state, and local levels. Business website and email. Lenders and creditors will deny you if you don't have a website, right? Spend the time and money necessary to ensure your website is professionally designed and works well. Your business needs a dedicated business email address that you will get from the hosting company that you get from your website. Don't get this email separate. That's just a recommendation. You know what I'm saying? You can do what you want to do. But that's where you get your email from, the place that you get your website. The hosting company, right? Your business needs a dedicated business email address to make sure that you have your URL as your website. Don't use a free service such as Yahoo and Gmail. So don't use Big Booty Judy, right? This common sense stuff though, right? You know that already. This is common sense stuff, right? Even the ones that, you know, some people have like their business name at Gmail, that ain't the move. Because what they're thinking is they're contacting me from a Gmail. They could be anybody. They want to make sure or reduce the risk that they're actually talking to somebody that's representing the company using the company's URL as their email, all right? All right. Common sense stuff. Now, you got a website? My company, MediaNet USA, offers a all-inclusive package for small businesses that is the best package with the most value to it that's offered out here. Okay, this is what you get. You get free domain registration, 12 months web hosting, website design, monthly updates, unlimited emails, expert customer support, internet consultation, right? To talk about your, getting your website, just schedule a free business credit consultation by going to businesscreditbuilder.us/consult. Word is bond. What is fundability? Business credit reports. You need to understand the importance of your business credit reports and how to read them. The business credit reports are the blueprint for tracking your trade lines, right? So the trade lines are the bricks to build in the house, and your business credit reports is the blueprint where you're strategizing building up your bricks. That makes sense. The most popular business reporting agencies are Dun & Bradstreet, Experian, Equifax. All these three companies, they're in the business of collecting information, repackaging this information, and selling it for your purposes, you would be buying the business credit reports from them for about $100 per month, because you need all three of these business credit reports from all three of these companies right here: Dun & Bradstreet, Experian, Equifax. Right? Now, when you do business with my company, we got to hook up, and we do it for $25 for all three of them, $25 a month. All right, so we give you the hookup. We got the inside scoop on that right there. All right. You can go to businesscreditreports.us. I'm sorry. Say that again. Businesscreditbuilder.us/reports. And you'll see these logos for Dun & Bradstreet, Experian, and Equifax that are linked respectively to these companies, to a page where you can see if your business has a report on them already. Okay? All right. All right, let's get down. Other business data agencies, in addition to the business credit reporting agencies that directly calculate and issue credit reports, there are other business data agencies that affect those reports indirectly. Okay, this is just stuff that's just good to know, okay? Because it ain't all simple and straight up and down. There's some twists in the game, okay? LexisNexis and the Small Business Finance Exchange. These two agencies gather data from a variety of sources, including public records. This means they could even have access to information relating to automobile accidents, liens, and more. While you may not be able to access or change the data the agencies have on your business, you can ensure that any new information they receive is positive. And the positive information can help counteract any negative information from the past. Okay? Yeah. Identification numbers. In addition to the EIN number, there are identification numbers that go along with your business credit reports. When considering what is fundability, your ability to get money, right? You need to be aware that these numbers exist. Some of them are simply assigned by the agency, like the Experian BIN, right? So Experian, they have a number that they automatically assign to you. But at Dun & Bradstreet, they have what they call the DUNS number, which you have to apply for. And it's absolutely free. Don't let anybody tell you that you got to pay for that DUNS number. Then they got their own website, all right? Dun & Bradstreet, all right? So once you get all your credibility points that we talked about all set up, then that's when you go get your Dun & Bradstreet number. Your DUNS number, that's what they call it, right? Okay. Now, what is fundability? Business credit history. Your credit history has everything to do with your with everything related to your credit score. This is supposed to be your personal credit, right? I'm talking about this credit, this is supposed to be personal credit right here, right? And I'm talking about your personal credit because now you can build business credit and have bad personal credit, right? But I'm talking about, what we're talking about here is making you as fundable as possible. So you have to know that having good personal credit increases your fundability, right? So I'm not gonna talk about the personal credit stuff too tough. Y'all already know about that. That's not why we're here. But I do want to let you know that in order to be as fundable as possible, good credit, good personal credit helps out. That's the message for that page right there. Align your business information correctly. This is a problem because a ton of loan applications are turned down each year due to fraud concerns or simply because things did not match up. You have to make sure you use your exact business legal name, business address, business phone, address listed at the IRS for your EIN, insurance, licenses, website, bank account, etc. The key to this piece of business fundability is to monitor your reports frequently. Dun & Bradstreet, Experian, Equifax. You got to monitor those frequently, right? When you go get those trade lines and you make those payments, you need to go look at your business credit reports to make sure that they're doing it accurately. And I'm going to let you know, they don't do that accurately. All right? So you got to check them. All right? That's the extra info right there that most people ain't telling you. When it comes to business credit reports, you can monitor them through the credit reporting agencies directly and pay $100 per month for each one of them. Or you can hook up with us. We got the $25 a month hookup for all three of them. Boom, boom, bam. Say what? Both your personal and business tax returns need to be in order. Not only that, but you need to be paying your taxes, both personal and business. You got to have your business financials. Now, we're talking about, you know, how to be as fundable as possible. This is how you be as fundable as possible, all right? Got to have business financials. A fundable business maintains financials monthly, quarterly, or yearly. Having financial statements on demand lends credence to the legitimacy of your business. Personal tax returns. Often, tax returns for the previous 3 years will suffice. Get a tax professional to prepare them. This is the bare minimum you will need. Other information lenders may ask for include check stubs and bank statements, among other things. All right. There are several other agencies that hold information related to your personal finances that you need to know about. Everybody knows about the FICO score. Your personal FICO score needs to be as strong as possible. It really can affect business fundability, and almost all traditional lenders will look at personal credit in addition to business credit. Word. All right, bam. What's this stuff here? Okay, now we're just gonna skip over that. Okay, so the quick answer to what is fundability is simple. However, you can dig a little deeper. There are so many layers that crisscross it that it can take up some time to unravel. It's more like a ball of yarn than an onion, really. Everything is connected, everything matters, and one kink in the wires can mess up a lot of stuff. Now's the time to take a closer look at the fundability of your business. Do whatever you can to increase it. Now, check out this chart right here. This chart has everything that is included in being the most fundable as you can be. That's a lot of stuff, and it can be complicated. That's why it's good to hire consultants like myself to help you through building up your business credit. Now, look on the left-hand side of this chart. Credibility. Look at all the stuff that's included in making sure your business is credible in the eyes of the lender. The industry that you're in. The business address, the business 401 listing, the business bank account, the EIN number, all that stuff, right? On the right-hand side, you got the application process, your personal credit, the data agency, that stuff. You got your financial statements, your personal finances, your business finances, your credit history, the identification numbers, the data agencies, all that stuff helps your business be more fundable. And it's not that simple, right? Now, check this out. Once you got your business set up credible in the eyes of the lender, like we discussed, and you got your DUNS number, now we can actually build some business credit. You ready? But this piece ain't that easy, right? Because now we have to find companies that's going to give us credit when we have no credit, and they have to be able to report, and that's not that easy because not that many companies are going to give you credit when you got no credit. And two, only 10% of all businesses in America even report to the business credit reporting agencies because they're under high guidelines and restrictions to even be able to report. So we're going to get these net 30 accounts, right? Net 30 accounts means they're going to give you a little credit when you got no credit. And when you do buy something on credit, you got to pay the full balance in 30 days. Hence the term net 30, all right? A business credit report can be started much the same as the consumer report commonly is, with small amounts of credit. The business can be approved for small credit amounts to help them build an initial credit profile. That's why we're doing these net 30 accounts, so we can create an initial credit profile. These type of initial accounts in the business world are commonly referred to as vendor credit or net 30 accounts. And some vendors will approve your company for net 30 payment terms upon verification of as little as an EIN number and a 411 listing. Word is born. Here are some vendors who will approve you for initial credit, even if you have zero credit right now. This is your starting point to jump. Well, the starting point is to make sure your business is set up credible, right? But once you're set up credible, then you're ready to approach these companies, okay? The first spot is to go to Maverick Office Supplies and check that out, right? That's the first starting point right there. Oh, there's also one that's called JJ Gold. Go to this website, businesscreditbuilder.us/vendors. And the first two spots is today. The first two spots is Maverick and JJ Gold. Now, I'm going to let you know about these starter vendors. These starter vendors change. Like the list I got right now is different than the list that was I used 6 months ago, because these companies, they change up as the market changes and as their business changes. They change their requirements for these accounts, right? So with my company, we have a staff that is always staying right up on all of these companies, defining new companies, right? To see what their requirements are, right? Before you even apply. So that's the information that we give you. When you're a client of mine, I give you the underwriting guidelines so you're not wasting time trying to figure out who's going to approve you. We already know by the underwriting guidelines that we provide you whether or not you're going to be able to get approved or not. We're going to show you exactly what to do every step of the way, okay? So these are the startup vendors. Maverick, CEO, the CEO creative. Check that one out. Granger, Barnett, and Uline are good startup vendors. All right? We're going to let that ride. Okay. Some vendors require an initial prepaid order before they can approve your business for terms. All right? Like Uline is like one of them companies that if you go to Uline and you're fresh new, don't have nothing on your credit profile, they're probably gonna tell you to make a couple prepaid transactions first before they hook you up with that Net30 account, right? So just know that that's coming, right? Sometimes they do that, right? All right, so you got to know that ahead. And sometimes you come up across some brick walls and be like, oh man, I can't do this, right? But you got to know, there's going to be some stumbling blocks along the way. Just got to be mentally prepared for all that stuff and keep pumping, right? You need to have a total of at least 5 net 30-day pay accounts reporting. That's why we got this car. Check out the car. The car got the number 5 on it. Check out the smoke. The car smoke. He's rolling. Now, check out his face. He's like, yo, I got credit now, and we rolling. Because now we got 5 starter vendors, right? I told you all about the 5 starter vendors. So we got those rocking, right? Now we got 5. And when I say we got 5, that means we went, got these accounts, we made a purchase, and we made a payment. And then we waited, looked at our business credit report and saw it hit the business credit report, that payment that we made. Now we got 5 of them. Boom. Let's go. After 5 trade lines are established using vendor accounts, obtaining revolving accounts is the next step. Revolving accounts are cards a business owner can use and not be required to pay the full balance owed each month. Say word. Most major stores do offer business credit, including Home Depot, Lowe's, Office Depot, Staples, Best Buy, Walmart, Sam's Club, Costco, Amazon, Dell, Apple, BP, Chevron, Racetrack, and many, many others. Now, most businesses, these type of accounts here is what they need to operate, right? Just to get started, right? So, when you're funding your business, a lot of times it's not getting one lump sum, right? Yeah, I need $100,000, right? Sometimes it ain't that one lump sum. Sometimes it's piecing together what you need to operate, right? So one company, they might need gas for their trucks to go up and down and repairs for their trucks to go up and down the road, right? Another company might need Home Depot to get all this wood. We need to rehab this crib. That's the car we need, right? But you got to strategize for your particular situation. What is it that I need to pay money for, and how can I finance it and piece it together rather than looking for that lump sum, right? All right. Once 10 total accounts are on the credit, an owner can then start applying for a Visa, MasterCard, American Express type of credit. Approved amounts will be equivalent to the highest credit limit account on the business report. Try to have 10 accounts, with at least one of them having a high $10,000 limit. And how you do that is those revolving accounts that you get, which are different from the starter vendors, the revolving accounts impact your credit more, right? So when you get a revolving account, you want to take one of those accounts and use it more often. When they see you are making on-time payments, then you call them and say, yo, can you increase my limit? And you keep calling them, increase. Increase, bam, I'm making on-time payments, increase, and keep on doing that. They're going to keep increasing, all right? They just want to see that you're making on-time payments. It is essential to keep using the credit, keep applying for more, and talk with credit providers to raise credit limits. If you do this, business credit will keep growing until higher credit limit lines are obtained within 12 months, right? So somebody asked me, how long does it take to build business credit? Everybody does this at a different pace because it's all about your administrativeness, right? It's all about you get this account, I make a purchase, I pay the invoice, and I'm keeping track of all this stuff. Everybody does that different. So I'm gonna say in the general terms, it takes about 1 year, right? Some people do it less. Most people do it in more. Okay? I'm just being straight, right? No skipping steps, 10 trade lines, high limit of $10,000 for one of those revolving accounts, $10,000 high limit. Cash business credit accounts will match the highest credit limit reported on your credit profile, MasterCard, Visa, American Express. When you get this business credit, then you have access to loans and credit lines. It's a step-by-step process. Each step is needed for the next step. Okay, we're gonna do this quick three ways to get funding that the bank won't tell you about. We're gonna do it real quick off the top of the dome. Okay, and I'm telling you this because it's good to understand. You might qualify for this stuff right here, but you might not qualify, right? And if you don't qualify, it's good to understand the thought process of how to get ready, right? Let's do it. Cash flow financing. Cash flow financing is the most popular type of alternative funding today. Basically, this is what it runs down to. It's not for new businesses. This is for existing businesses that come into a situation, right? So this is a good way that existing businesses, when they come into a situation, this is how they get money real quick. In order to qualify, you need to have at least $3,000 in deposits for 3 months straight. These companies now, these cash flow financing, they're doing it like electronically from your phone, right? So here goes one of my funding partners, David Allen Capital. You can apply right from your phone. Go to my website, businesscreditbuilder.us. Click on the button that says business loans. Click on that David Allen Capital, right? And then you will see, the few questions that they're going to ask you. And from the answers from that three questions, basically how much you make per month, right? Starting at 3,000. Don't apply for this if you make less than 3,000. And they're going to send it to the appropriate lender, right? Because we got a whole bunch of lenders, right? We're going to send it to the right one for your particular situation, right? And what's going to happen is they're going to, once they see that you qualify, it looks like you qualify, then they're going to say, okay, prove it. Connect your bank account. Once they connect your bank account, now they're going to see whether or not you qualify. They're not going to look at to see if you qualify until you connect that bank account with these cash flow type of lenders right here, right? That's the cash flow. Okay. Collateral-based financing. Collateral-based financing can be obtained if you have some type of viable collateral to offset what you're borrowing. Even as a startup with bad credit, you can still secure collateral financing if you have collateral. And the rates for collateral financing are low because they know they're going to get their money back. They got collateral, right? Here goes some types of acceptable collateral. Accounts receivable. Accounts receivable is also known as factoring. This is for businesses that can batch and sell their invoices. Okay. Purchase orders. That's for companies that have government contracts. Like if you go into a bank, you got a government contract to go pave a road or something, right? You can't go into the bank and ask for a loan to get that machinery that you need. But there are alternative lenders that will look at your contract and say, you know what? you're gonna get paid. And they'll make sure you got the equipment that you need. So you got to figure out what you need to operate and how to get it financed. Stocks, bonds, 401ks. If you have these type of investments, then your investments stay intact. And you can get a business loan if you have any one of these. Stocks, bonds, 401ks. Revenue lending. That's similar to cash flow, right? But that's like for when you got inventory, like a car dealership, that's revenue lending, right? So we're gonna figure out what's the best situation for you. Okay. What's going on now? Okay. Real estate. If you have equity in your home, then you can get a business loan. Insurance agents, they have what they call a book of business. That's their list of clients. If you have your book of business, then you can get a business loan for insurance agents. All right. Now, the third one is unsecured credit. This is also called, on my website, is also called the hybrid, the credit line hybrid program, unsecured credit-based financing. Is a great way to get money for your business if you have a good personal credit or know a guarantor that does. You can secure credit of up to five times of what's your highest revolving limit account now, up to $150,000. You need to have a score of 685 or better. All right? So this is how it works. They look at your personal credit. You got to have 685 or better. Then they look at your highest revolving account that you have. Let's say you got a Home Depot card and it got $30,000 on it, right? You got $30,000 limit on it, right? Then you'll possibly be able to get up to five credit cards with $30,000 on them for no more than $150,000, and you can get that in 3 weeks. If you think you qualify for that, go to businesscreditbuilder.us/get funding and check out the credit line hybrid program. One time, the rates are low and all that's good stuff. But if you go to the website, you'll see all the details on that program, credit line hybrid program. That's for people with good personal credit. Now, there are other alternative financing. So my company is like a broker, right? We have all these business lending companies. And when our clients come in, we figure out which of these lending companies is going to give the best situation for our clients, right? Because there are many different programs out there depending on the your status, what type of industry you're in and stuff like that, right? So we have private money that's also available if you have good tax returns. We have venture capital and equity financing. That's like the Shark Tank guys. They give you money and they take a piece of your business. You already know about crowdfunding. You can even get specialized funding to buy equipment, signs, and vehicle wraps. And so there are lending companies that all they do is finance equipment for businesses, which includes vehicles and fleets of vehicles. Okay? So you got to figure out how to get the funding for what it is that you need. Now I'm going to tell you, before we get out of here, how to easily get business credit and financing all in one place. And it's the Business Credit Builder that is powered by the Business Finance Suite. Okay? Now, if you go to my website, businesscreditbuilder.us, at the bottom of the page are video testimonials. Okay? So check that out. Don't believe me? Check it out. See what other people got to say. It's the ultimate solution, Business Credit Builder, powered by the Business Finance Suite. It's the easiest and the fastest way to get money and credit to build and grow your business. It's a simple solution. You get business credit for your business, not linked to your social security number through the top selling business credit system. You get access to funding for your business to start, build, and grow. Our cutting-edge technology helps you meet credibility requirements before you apply. You get access to discounted business credit reports. Remember I told you about that $25 hookup? You get a free Experian Smart Business Access. You get the largest supply of starter vendors to start your business credit. Now, remember I told you about those starter vendors? The starter vendors are crucial and they're hard to find. We always got them on deck. We have a massive selection of revolving store credit with underwriting guidelines. We have the hard to find cash credit sources that you can get within 120 days. That's the credit cards. No personal credit check or guarantee is required. But you got to know the steps. All right? You just can't lackadaisical jump into this. You got to know the steps. I'm trying to tell you. All right. You get access to cash flow financing options and funding, collateral-based financing, unsecured financing, private money, alternative SBAs, venture capitals. Our most popular project is the Credit Line Hybrid Program. That's my dinner. Okay. Now, check this out. My clients, when they get the core package, right? You're going to get your own control panel that looks like this, right? Well, don't look like this because this is like my reseller, so it don't have all those buttons, right? But it's going to look like this. And when you go into, there's a button right over here. It says, build my business credit. So you'll have that button right there. Build my business credit. And you'll go in here and you'll see your course content. And we're going to tell you step by step exactly what to do every single step of the way. All right. Right. So, for instance, one of the first steps is get your business name. We're going to go in there, right? And it's going to show you how to get your business name. There's going to be a video on how to get this business name. And if you still can't figure it out, then you can call up the advisory team and say, yo, how do I get this business name? All right? So that's the type of customer service that we provide to you. Right there, Johnny on the spot for every single question that you have. And you'll have some questions. And we got the people that's going to be right there for you. We got a staff already on deck. Boom, boom, bam. Right? Now, remember I told you about we're going to give you the vendors because the vendors are hard. We got all the vendors, right? We have the underwriting guidelines. So this is what we give you. We're going to tell you, this is how it goes, right? We build business credit in three tiers of vendors, right? Each tier, we're going to give you about 15 vendors and say, pick three of these, right? And this is the information that we give you. This one right here is for Racetrack Corporation Fleet Card, right? This is what you need. This is what you need to know. It reports to Dun & Bradstreet. It's a revolving account. There's the telephone number, fax number. There's a description of what, you know, what they sell, right? Now, this is what you need to qualify. You need an EIN number, Dun's number, Payday score 78. You need preferred 3 years in business. You need a business entity. You need a business phone number that's listed with 411. Boom. So now you know when you can apply for them and not. And there's a button right there on the screen so you can apply right there in your control panel, right? Now, check this out. This is one of my clients, Christine. Christine got all of these approvals within 6 months. Not everybody can do that. okay? Because she's a stay-at-home mom, her husband's a truck driver, so she's at the crib. Boom, she could do that. Not everybody could do that because we got stuff to do, right? But she was able to do this because she's a stay-at-home mom. Sprint, 2,000 Amazon, 4,500. Tractor Supply, 5,000. Exxon, 5,000. Fuel Man, Fleet 6. BJ's, 7. BP, 8. Lowe's, 10. Apple, 12, 5. Shell, 15. Phew. Look at this list. This is over $250,000 in business credit in 6 months, doing the steps just like we tell you. You can do it, but you got to know the steps, right? Okay, you get your own business credit advisor who offers concierge service for 12 months to help you build your business credit. You get your own finance officer for 5 years to help you get the best financing for your business. Okay, here's a summary. Get your own business finance suite control panel, discounted business credit reports, free DUNS number, free Experian, large supply of starter vendors, massive select revolving store credit, hard to find cash credit sources, access to cash flow, collateral base, unsecured private money sources, and more. Schedule your business credit consultation today. It will usually take you about 18 to 24 months to do this if you do this on your own. But with our program, you can get this done and have business credit in 12 months. I'm not trying to undersell you or oversell you or nothing like that. I'm just telling you how it is, what the deal is, right? I'm just trying to tell you what the deal is. How much? Okay, so you have to consider this as an investment into your business, right? To make sure you're set up properly, to make sure you are credible in the eyes of the lender, to make sure that your business is as fundable as it can be. Okay? We have two packages, the core package, and we have the business credit building program. The core package is just like I told you. You get that control panel, right? You get your advisory team, you got your finance officer, you got the control panel, you're going step by step. You're coming to a snack, call up the advisory team, right? The other package is the business credit building program. That's a one-on-one consultation with me. And I'm gonna sit down with you and we're gonna make it happen. Me and you. It's a one-on-one consultation, right? All right. And that's for 1 year, right? So get started today as part of this seminar, and you can get started with a huge discount on your premier enrollment plan. Look at that. Today is a special day. So anybody that's checking this, what you do, if you want to inquire about the special program that the special price that we have for you, you schedule a free business credit consultation. You let them know that you saw this webinar, and I'm gonna give you the special hookup for the day. All right? Boom, check that. Now, the business credit building package. Now, I'm gonna tell you, the core package is the best one because it has access to the finance team. All right? The one-on-one consultation, I'm helping you build your business credit for 1 year. That course is $9.95. The best deal for that is just to do a 750 single payment. But yo, you looking at this on YouTube, hit me up and I'm gonna give you the homeboy hookup. All right, the real homeboy hookup. So just say you saw this on the YouTube, get the homeboy hookup. Schedule your free business credit consultation now by going to businesscreditbuilder.us/consult. And let's say you can't afford that. We got these ebooks as low as $10. Go to businesscreditbuilder.us/ebooks. All right, check that out. Boom. All right, now, one thing you need to know on our blog is a whole bunch of stuff. All right, you can get down with all our social media, the Spotify podcast is off the chain, business credit is real. Make sure you get your free guide on how to build business credit, all that stuff. All right. One time, I'm out of here. Thank y'all. YouTubers, subscribe, like, say something, comment something. You know the routine. Let's do it. One time. We out. Yeah. How you stop this? All right. Let's go. Yeah.